Hi, Mike.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good.
Okay. Several things to do.
I'm sure.
Oh. I hear you're going in for surgery next week.
Yeah. For the umpteenth time, man.
Yep. Good luck. I hope you do well.
Take it slowly.
Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Hello, Kathy. Hello, Pam.
Good morning. What is my print like this? All right, Jim's on. Bill's on. Bob's connecting. 1 minute. There we go. We got you. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Good turnout.
Kathy, is Liz Waters out there with you?
Yep, she's connecting right now.
Perfect.
Go. Nope, she's on.
Yep. Oh, very good. Very good. All right, everybody, it's 11 o'clock. Good morning. Adam will not be joining us this morning. Thank you for this beautiful day. That's the call to order. And number two, consider an act on the AP report to close out FY 2022. Jim, do you want to start?
Well, actually, I thought I would let Jill go through this with you since she's joined us today. We're actually doing a couple of different things here. We're going through the balance of last year's AP. And then I think we have a current AP. Is that correct, Joe?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So just we're finishing off a few stray invoices from last year. Jim had a conference in April that I don't know what happened to the invoice. I'm sure Jim doesn't either, but Jim was able to get that. So we're paying that. There was a petty cash receipt in there for June. So we're paying that. The furniture for Jim's office, we're paying that. And then Staples orders that were ordered in June. So that, there's a couple of invoices for that, along with the, for some reason, we did not get the state of Connecticut, the inspection invoice for Notch Road. John brought that to us. So we got that done. And the resident state troopers invoice is in the 22 in AP list.
Oh, okay. I'll take questions at this time.
The resident trooper one is for last year or this year?
That's for last year.
Last year.
Thank you. That's what I thought. Just making sure.
The 21-22 year, Joe.
It's for 22.
Thank you. Bob, Peter, questions?
No.
Michael, Anita, questions?
Nope. I'm good.
I just had one, and that was blah, 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 and I lost the page. I was looking at. It wasn't a question, it was a comment. It was the office, it wasn't just for the
I didn't hear what you said, Pam.
Mike, could you mute, please?
Yep, no problem.
Thank you. I think it was his microphone and his headset that was scratching. My clarification is it is for the furniture, it was for the whole selectman's office. Is that correct?
Is that? Okay, thanks.
Okay, then if there are no further questions,
move the adoption as presented.
Bob Mora moved it. Bob DiPietro seconds it. And there are no further questions. You have your hand up, Mike Aramita?
He's saying yes, he's approving it.
Okay, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
4 out of 4, very good, thank you.
And then in your package, you've got a couple of budget transfers for last year, which I signed off on, but
Jerry,
as always.
We didn't do the 23. Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So as I'm sure you all know, we received 2 trucks and I wanted to wait till Jim went and visually saw the trucks and approved them. And I didn't really want to wait. Those are big ticket items that they let us have the trucks and we don't pay right when they deliver. So I wanted to make sure that we could get the checks out as soon as we could, as soon as Jim, you know, approved the invoices. And then I wanted to pay the phone bill so we wouldn't have a late charge on that. And then there's just another receipt that was in for petty cash that, since we're doing one, we figured we'd do with the other one that was given to us at the same time. And that's it.
Question?
Okay.
Yes.
Which trucks are these, Jim, and which year capital expenses were they out of?
So these were both in the capital budget. They've been in the capital for a while, but I know it was out of last year's capital budget. And one is replacing one of the large plow trucks at the town garage.
Yeah.
That's the new Freightliner plow truck, model 114SD. And the other one for $42,000 is replacing one of the park's pickup trucks, and that also has a plow.
Okay, no problem.
Is the second one a new truck or a used truck, Jim? The 42.
It is. They are both brand new trucks.
I did have the opportunity to go see the Freightliner. Went down and inspected it at the town garage. Very good looking in red.
And very expensive.
Yeah, I laid eyes on both trucks and just took a cursory look. I mean, I know we still have a warranty on both of them for a period of time, but you know, I don't feel comfortable signing roughly $245,000 worth of purchase orders without being sure that the product is actually here and it's what we actually ordered.
Now, everything's in good running order from my understanding. Is that yours too? Also?
Yes.
Very good.
Yep.
Further question, Mike Andy?
Yeah, what color are they?
So that the town plow truck is red, as is our typical color. And the town, the pickup truck is a dark blue like John has always run.
Okay. All right. I thought we were going to go to red on everything from now on.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been part of that conversation, but I mean, it certainly is a conversation that we can have if we think that's important to be consistent across the board there.
Yeah. We were talking about that last year in the branding thing, that the color for town municipal vehicles would be red and similar lettering on each one and things like that. Okay. But I guess we got this one for a few years, so we're not going to have it repainted or anything.
Yeah, but you know, there'll be other ones coming up. So right. if that's something that we want to do, we can certainly, you know, make that a policy moving forward.
Yeah, right. You know, I thought uniform lettering, you know, certain style or whatever, and you know, numbers on trucks sequentially throughout the entire town, including Board of Ed, so that you know, people see them go by, they know what it is, they know it's a town truck. Because the blue ones, we don't see much on them. You know, if you don't notice the Bolton plate on it, you don't really know it's a town truck.
That's true.
So I was hoping that when we talked about it, that we'd go to something like that where they'd be readily visible and see them moving around town, and you know, that kind of thing.
I would like to then at some point have this discussion again. Branding will be meeting
September 6th before the BOS meeting.
September 6th, not the 13th, Jim, September 6th.
Well, that's better. Yeah, then I don't have to miss the dinner.
So what we can do, Mike, is also talk about doing what they did with the fire department. That's getting a decal for the sides of these trucks. So that will help in the identification as you're talking about. We could do common decals?
Yeah. Yeah, it's something so that when you, like, I'll use East Hartford, for example. I see an East Hartford truck go by with a certain decal on the door. I, you know, from years, they all have pretty much the same thing. And so, you know, it's, and Manchester's the same way. Manchester has right. a logo on all their trucks so that, you know, even if it's a different color, you know, it's a town truck. But having them all red would be nice and uniform, and people would see them out and working and know what they are.
And you can start with the logo until you transition all of them.
Yep.
Bob DePietro.
Yeah, what happens to the old trucks? Are they traded in?
They get auctioned off. We typically can get a little more selling them than we can than we can trading in. For instance, we were offered a trade-in value of $6,000 for the big truck, and I declined that. Jill and I consulted. We looked back, and the last town truck like that we sold, I think the guy paid too much for it, but he paid $15,000 for it. You know, we're hopeful that we can do better than six. Right now, Kathy will be working on putting it up on the town website. We've had two local contractors interested in it, and we've made sure that they're aware that there's more than one person interested, so that we hopefully will get some good competitive bidding.
Which truck are you talking about specifically, Jim?
Right now we're ready to auction off the big truck, the big dump truck.
I actually have both. John forwarded the regular truck too.
That's what I heard, so I was a little confused. Very good.
Question?
Mike?
With disposing of the big truck, do we still have one spare?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Was one to one. Bob DePietro, was your question answered?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just thinking about shared services, whether or not there's a other town or even the Fort Ridge, but forget it.
Well, we did a few years back. We gave a truck to the town of Plymouth after they lost all of their vehicles in a town garage fire. That goes back, what, maybe 12 years ago, Bob?
Right, and then prior to that, we gave one to a town in New Orleans area when they got wiped out. This goes back almost 20 years ago. So these are things we've done, but they're extraordinary things that we did for municipalities that had catastrophes that they couldn't handle it. Since then, we've done what we're doing now. We put them up for auction, and every time you've done that, you've done better than if you traded it in. You just
Michael.
Yeah, one last quick question. Since John's brought that truck up for the pickup up for auction, John is overseeing the Board of Ed maintenance as well, and he's comfortable that truck doesn't need to be handed down over there or anything. And
I will double check, but you know they have their own replacement schedule, and I think they replaced one last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, just, you know, get rid of the worst, if you know what I'm getting at. Yeah. And, you know, that's part of the shared services and using, you know, materials back and forth, like the skid steer that we talked about getting would be available to everybody. Street department, park department, and Board of Ed.
Right.
Jobs, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, I'm satisfied.
All right. Any further questions? Very good. Motion. I need a motion then for the first part.
What there were
2023 AP.
I'll make a motion. We pay it.
Second. Bob DePietro seconds. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Bob. Any further questions? All in favor then say aye.
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 And there are no opposing. So now we're going to go down to the transfers.
Yep. So we did two transfers, and those are for last year's budget. I did sign off on them, but as always, I'm required to report them to you guys. So they are here in your package. One of them is $145 from office and operating supplies to other supplies under the admin budget. And the other is $623.86 from payroll to other payroll, also in the admin budget, for covering seasonal workers.
That's building and ground. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Okay.
It is building and ground. I apologize. Yep. I didn't change the title.
So yeah, those are the two. I don't think it requires any action, just a report to you guys.
Yep.
Thank you. Then I will move on to number four. Unless you have any further questions. Are there any questions on the transfers? I'm sorry. Didn't mean to rush people. Number one, not hearing none. The resolution for the STEEP grant. Jim?
So this is one of this. So we've already submitted the STEEP grant, which was due on the 15th at 5 p.m. You know, based on the conversation that we had, we submitted for the STEEP grant for the community septic system. But one of the pieces that we're missing that requires a resolution by the Board of Selectmen. We have that resolution here, and we have the town clerk present so that she can certify this resolution.
Liz, you want to address this? And you're on mute, Liz. Hearing none, we'll move on. Then may I please have a motion to accept the resolution as presented?
So moved.
Liz. Liz Waters has just joined us in person. We have a motion on the table to accept the resolution. Do I have a second? Bob DiPietro seconds. Is there anything, Ms. Waters, that you'd like to contribute to this? We have our town clerk present with us, standing in the owl's not picking you up.
I have no mic and no camera, sorry.
We're glad to have you here. So then I'd like to have any comments? Jim, can you just say how much the application was for?
So the price of the project comes out to a little over $600,000. So we're basically applying for the maximum of $500,000. And if we are granted it and move forward with the project, we would be responsible for any costs over the $500,000 limit.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Any further questions?
Will that require a separate approval process?
Yes.
If it goes over?
Yes, it would have to go to town meeting, at least town meeting, because we'd have to use, the taxpayers would have to, my recollection from the charter is that the Board of Selectmen can appropriate up to $20,000. Once you hit that $20,000 mark, it has to go to a town meeting to appropriate those additional funds. So it doesn't have to go to town meeting to accept the grant. You're basically, by doing this resolution, you would be accepting the grant. But if we need to fund monies in excess of $20,000 toward fulfilling our obligations under the grant, we'd have to go to town meeting.
Right. And many times you don't have to, because you're doing an in-kind exchange.
Right.
We provide certain services like truck hauling and this and that, which is an offset to what is owed. So you really do not ask for additional cash. You're able to provide services that is the offset for your portion of the cash that has to be required. So you don't know until you got the project just how much you really may need for cash. The 100 grand is the max, and it's generally a lot less.
Thank you. Because the resolution is before us on paper, I shan't read it or have it read into the minutes, but we have it on paper. It was included in our packet. For the resolution for the municipal certification of the STEEP grant for 2022 that has been applied for to finish out the packet. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 That's 4 out of 4. Nothing negative. Thank you very much. We have our next Board of Selectmen's meeting will be the 6th of September, and if there's something you'd like to see on that particular agenda, or any other comments you'd like to make on that, please call me or Kathy, and or Jim, and we'll work on that.
Yeah, I'd like to see an adjournment at 8:30.
We'll put that on there, Bob. We might have to move it.
Yeah, adjourn to 8:30, and you can just go with it.
Now, kids, let's start this over. No, I'd like an adjournment for now, Bob. Go ahead.
So move.
Peter, you guys second that? All in favor say aye. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Everybody.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye.
Bye.
And thank you, Kathy. You are.